אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Some 1,500 people on Thursday attended the funeral of Yehuda Goetta, a 19-year-old student who was shot in the head in a drive-by shooting attack at Tapuach Junction in the West Bank last Sunday and who died of his injuries on Wednesday night. Goetta, a Jerusalem resident, was among three students at a yeshiva in the nearby settlement of Itamar, shot at a bus stop in the northern West Bank. The shooter fired from a car that slowed down as if to offer a ride and then opened fire randomly on the waiting passengers. Less than an hour after Goetta succumbed to his wounds, the Shin Bet announced that it had apprehended the suspect in the attack, 44-year-old Muntasir Shalabi from the West Bank town of Trumus Aya. He is not believed to have ties to any terror groups. The violence in Jerusalem continued this week, particularly in the predominantly Arab Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, where Jewish Israelis have been buying houses and evicting tenants. Far-right MK Itamar Ben-Gvir on Thursday night set up a so-called parliamentary office there as clashes raged between right-wing Jewish nationalists, police and Palestinians. Ben-Gvir agreed to leave after being warned by Prime Minister Netanyahu's office that his continued presence there could prompt Palestinian terrorists in Gaza to fire rockets at Jerusalem. Multiple incendiary devices and rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza this past week. Police burst into the Temple Mount compound on Friday evening after Palestinians threw rocks and bottles at officers as widespread clashes in Jerusalem spread to the holy site following prayers there on the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. 17 police officers were hurt, including one who is in a moderate condition after being hit in the head by a rock. At least 205 Palestinians were wounded in clashes throughout Jerusalem, mostly around the Temple Mount and by Damascus Gate. 88 Palestinians were hospitalized, mostly for injuries, with rubber-coated steel bullets. Videos from Al-Aqsa showed Palestinians throwing chairs, shoes, rocks and bullets, and shooting fireworks, and police responding with stun grenades, tear gas and rubber bullets. Protesters chanted Allahu Akbar. Police believe the clashes on the Temple Mount are being led by Hamas operatives and are linking the recent violence to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to indefinitely delay legislative elections that were scheduled for later this month. Route 1 was blocked for several hours yesterday when buses carrying Israeli Arabs were stopped at a checkpoint. Police said they stopped the buses because some passengers were planning to riot at the Temple Mount during prayers last night for Laylat al-Qadr, the holiest night during the month of Ramadan. Several intending rioters disembarked from the buses before other passengers were allowed to continue to their destination. Labour MK Ibtisam Marana tweeted, "Citizens fasting for Ramadan are making pilgrimage to Jerusalem for Laylat al-Qadr, a night of prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the police block Route 1. Terrible harm to freedom of worship and movement of so many citizens." She added, "Police should remember they're citizens and not enemies." Tens of thousands of worshippers gathered for intense nighttime prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque last night. More trouble is expected tonight, the start of Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day, when Israel celebrates the reunification of Jerusalem, the date on which Israel captured the eastern half of the city, including the Old City, from the Jordanians in the 1967 war. Religious nationalists hold parades and other celebrations, often calling for the removal of Arab residents of the city. Many peace activists also hold events, including handing out flowers, to emphasize that Jerusalemites can share the city. The three Palestinian assailants who opened fire at border police in the West Bank on Friday were believed to be headed towards Jerusalem to carry out an attack in the city already on the edge after days of violence. The three attackers had registered for a tour that included Jerusalem and were apparently making their way to the capital at the time of the shootout, in which two of the gunmen were killed and the third critically injured. The bus they were on, Palestinians into Israel, some for work and some to visit Jerusalem for Ramadan, was also carrying women and children. The driver is not suspected of involvement in the incident. As the bus was being routinely searched, the gunmen opened fire on the border guards. Officials and analysts praised the border guards for their quick reactions after coming under fire from short range. They singled out a 20-year-old female squad leader who was in charge of the Israeli forces. Yesh Atid chief Yair Lapid, who currently holds the mandate to form a new government, expressed support for Israel's security forces yesterday, a day after some of the worst violence Jerusalem has seen in years, and as tensions also rose with Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Lapid said the state of Israel won't allow violence to rage within it and definitely won't let terror organizations threaten it. Whoever wants to harm us needs to know he will pay a very heavy price. Prime Minister Netanyahu, responding to local and international criticism, said in a statement, "We are acting responsibly to ensure law and order in Jerusalem while maintaining freedom of worship at the holy sites." On Tuesday night at midnight, Prime Minister Netanyahu's mandate to form the next government expired without him having success in forming a coalition of 61 Knesset members. President Rivlin passed the mandate to Yesh Atid party leader Yair Lapid after 56 MKs nominated him for the task. Likud and its ultra-Orthodox supporters recommended that the mandate be returned to the Knesset, which would certainly have meant another round of elections. In giving Lapid the mandate, Rivlin emphasized that the person receiving the mandate has the task of forming the next government, but need not himself lead it. Lapid is leading negotiations on behalf of the centre-left with right-wing opponents to Netanyahu, Naftali Bennett, Gideon Saar and Avigdor Lieberman. The sides are believed to have agreed that Bennett will serve as prime minister for the government's first 2 years, with Lapid serving for the latter two. Lapid would be foreign minister in Bennett's cabinet, with Yisrael Beiteinu's Lieberman finance minister. A possible obstacle is that Yamina has given its potential partners an ultimatum that Bennett's close ally, Ayelet Shaked, must be appointed justice minister or there will be no deal. The justice portfolio is currently also being demanded by Gideon Saar. Saar had preferred the defense portfolio, but Kahol Levan's Benny Gantz is insisting on retaining that. Yamina is demanding that most of the so-called ideological portfolios in the government, including justice, religious affairs, public security and education, go to them, leaving few top spots for other parties. The education ministry specifically is a sticking point, with the left-wing merits party's Nitzan Horovitz demanding that post, while Saar's Tikva Hadasha wants it for Yifat Sasha Biton. The parties are also considering a rotation of the Knesset speakership between Yesh Atid's Meir Cohen and Tikva Hadasha's Zev Elkin. Needing 61 MKs, the negotiating parties also have to make sure that all their MKs support the arrangements. After Yamina MK, Amichai Chikli, on Thursday threatened not to support a national unity government. With Lapid now officially tasked with forming a new government, Yesh Atid MK Karen El-Harar is to take over as chair of the Knesset Arrangements Committee. The Arrangements Committee, the first Knesset committee to be formed after an election, controls the legislative agenda in the new parliament until a new government is formed, with the ongoing political deadlock complicating the formation of a coalition. The influence of the Arrangements Committee has recently been amplified. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.